Grace folded her arms over her chest, her eyes twinkling in a cross between anger and amusement.
Julian, meet Selena.
Holy green guacamole, her friend repeated.
Selena?
Grace waved her hand in front of Selena's face. Still, Selena didn't blink.
Holy green, would you stop? Grace chided.
Selena dropped the clothes in her hands straight to the floor and moved around the kitchen until she could see his entire body. Her gaze started at the top of his head and went all the way down to his bare feet. Julian barely suppressed his ire over her actions.
Would you like to examine my teeth next, or would you rather I drop my pants for your inspection?
He asked with more malice than he'd intended. She was, after all, technically on his side. If only she'd close her mouth and quit looking at him that way, he'd never been able to stand such unnatural attention. Selena hesitantly reached out her hand to touch his arm.
Boo,
he snapped, making her jump a foot into the air. Grace laughed. Selena frowned and glared at both of them.
All right, you two. Are you through making fun of me?
You deserved it.
Grace picked up a piece of melon that he'd just sliced and placed it into her mouth.
Not to mention that you get to take him with you today.
What?
Julian and Selena asked in unison. She swallowed her bite.
Well, I can't very well take him to work with me, can I?
Selena smiled wickedly.
I bet Lisa and your female clients would love it.
And so would the guy I have coming in at 8. However, it wouldn't be productive.
Can't you cancel? Selena asked.
Julian concurred. He had absolutely no desire to go anywhere in public. The only part of his curse that he found even remotely tolerable was the fact that most of his summoners kept him hidden in private rooms and gardens.
You know better, Grace said. I don't have a lawyer hubby who supports me. Besides, I don't think Julian wants to hang around the house by himself all day. I'm sure he would like to get out and see the city.
I'd rather stay here with you, he said.
Because what he really wanted to do was see her writhing beneath him again, feel her slick body sliding down the length of his shaft as he made her scream out in ecstasy. Grace met his gaze, and he saw the hunger that flickered in the light gray depths of her eyes. In that instant, he knew her game. She was going into work to avoid being around him. Well, sooner or later, she'd be back. Then she would be his. And once she surrendered to him, he was going to show her just what kind of stamina and passion a Spartan-trained Macedonian soldier was capable of. Chapter 5. The morning seemed to drag by as Grace went through the usual round of clients. No matter how hard she tried to focus on them and their problems, she just couldn't quite succeed. Over and over, she kept seeing deep, tawny skin and searing blue eyes. And that smile. How she wished Julian had never smiled at her. His smile could definitely be her undoing.
So then I said, Dave, look, if you want to borrow my clothes, fine, but leave off my expensive designer dresses, 'cause when you look better in them than I do, then I just want to give them to the Salvation Army. So was I right, Doc?